Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Welcome to the podcast where every stinking week we put out another video on the subject of hypnosis or hypnosis-related topics. If you're watching this video anywhere else except calbanyan.com, you want to go there now because right below this video, right down there, is text and graphics and links that just make this video a whole lot more valuable. All right, let me tell you about my co-host today. L. Ron Ferguson is back with us, and I'll tell you what, he is one great hypnotist. He's out there, he's helping people every day with hypnosis. He's walking the walk, not just talking the talk. He started off before he came to our center, then he went through our advanced training, then he went through our internship, and then he went right away from course or class to clients. That's one of the things I'm going to have him talk about today. All right, L. Ron, what's happening?
Hey, Cal. It's good to be back. It's been a long time since I've been on the show. About how long has it been? Like 2 months?
Oh, man. Seems like just yesterday. I mean, forever.
Well, since it's good to be back, I might as well do my favorite part of the show, which is to introduce you, Cal. For those of you that don't know, and you should know if you're watching this, I always lovingly refer to Cal as my hypno daddy. And by hypno daddy, he's been doing hypnosis almost as long as I've been alive. He's been in this business probably over 25 years, trained some amazing hypnotherapists, but the reason that they're so great is that he himself is a fantastic hypnotherapist. Everything I know that actually works with hypnosis I got from Cal, so I just want to acknowledge that and let all of you know that it's a real honor for me to be here, and hope that you guys learn something from watching this show.
Wow, that's really great. Okay, Hypno Son, let's see. Hey, back in the days when I first started learning hypnosis, we were at snow we had to walk through. In fact, that's mostly true because I was in Minnesota. All right, I got a couple announcements to make real quick. This is so important. This next NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification course, which is on February 6th through the 17th, is now February 6th through the 17th plus a bonus day. It's the first ever, and I'll probably never do it again. Can't think of why I would. Bonus day where we are going to talk about the essentials of going from class to successful hypnosis business. It's going to be all about marketing, sales, generating referrals, answering the phone, booking multiple appointments, and much more. So, guess what? You want to be in this February class. You want to register early for a couple different reasons. One, it's going to fill up. It's not unlimited space. I keep it down to about 18 people. That's one of the reasons why our class is so good. And also, if you register early, let's see, when is that? If you register early, you'll save $400. So right below, I'm going to put a link to that that course. You want, if you've been thinking about it, you've been putting it off, you want to be in this February 2012's class because first time ever, we're going to spend a whole day just on getting your practice up and running in a successful manner. Now, what this is going to do, I usually only spend a half a day on it on the last day. I'm going to move that, all that content into the bonus day. And that's going to give me some extra time during the course to go into the things I like to go over more deeply and more precisely than I ever get to do. So this is a very special start off the year right. If you're thinking about taking my course, that's the one to do. All right. Let's see. What do you think of that, L. Ron?
Wow, man. I've been begging you to add days onto that forever. Because whenever I attend class, I always pick up something new, and I always say, God, Cal, it'd be great if you had like a 3-week class, or even a 4-week class. Hell, I'd like you to have a 6-month class. But one day's a start.
Well, you know, the deal is a lot of people can't get away from work that long, or kids, or family, or other obligations. That's why we keep it down to the 10-day course, which is Monday through Friday, then the weekend off, and then Monday through Friday. All right, let's see here. By the way, we got other courses. If you missed that one, if it just won't work, we have one in July, and we have one in late October, early November. And then, of course, we have our Week of Power, which is the advanced version of the course, which is exactly the same course, except we spend only one day on the basic intermediate stuff just to catch everyone up to speed, and then we get right into the five-path, seven-path, and other advanced techniques that we teach in the course. All right, now, here's another really cool thing. You know, I just can't get enough of this stuff. I'm always thinking of new ways to get information out to you guys. And as you know, my hypnosis book, co-authored with Jerry Kine, it's called Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional. It's been a top 10 bestseller ever since it went on to Amazon.com. And I think it went on there like in 2000, like 10 years. Maybe 11 years. It's been top 10. It's a really great book for people who want to get into real serious doing hypnotherapy. Now, it's going to be available in Kindle format. As you know, I had my Kindle reader out on one of the previous episodes. Now it's in the case. I bring it with me almost everywhere because it is not just a reader. It is also a tablet computer. Now, so we're going to convert that and have it loaded up. Then we also have The Secret Language of Feelings book, another of my really, really popular, not hypnosis specific, but definitely important for any hypnotist to have. It's going to become available on the Kindle reader. And then, of course, my Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Pattern Scripts and Techniques book. That one's probably going to come up, go up first, and they're all going to be available. And what's really cool is if you have a Kindle reader and you like get that Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Pattern Scripts and Techniques book, guess what that means? That means that you can, gosh, just bring it up while your client is sitting there in hypnosis, and you can pull up the page you want right there on your reader and read what you need to read. So it's really great. All right. Those all my announcements, I think. What's up now?
Well, you tell me, Cal. Didn't you have some questions that you wanted to ask me?
Oh, let's see. I probably got it buried around here somewhere. All right. Elron, I kind of surprised Elron just before we start video. He came with some ideas we want to do. I said, yeah, man, but you know what we're really going to do? We're going to do, Elron talks about what he did to go from class to clients. How did he make that segue, because I think that's one of the greatest challenges for people. They to go from a class where they learn everything they need to learn to be successful at hypnotherapy into actually providing hypnosis services. So what you got for me, Elron?
Well, I think I have it all boiled down into a five-step process, Cal.
Wow, you got five steps put together in 5 minutes?
Five steps. Where did I get that whole five thing? I don't know where. I heard that from somewhere. I don't know. Something about some
I know,
like
you just
road,
put the
maybe
path,
like five road.
The five pathway to
like, yeah,
being successful.
Like, or maybe a trail. Trail five trail or
something. Yeah.
You know.
Path to success.
I don't know. I'll remember it later. Got it from somewhere though. So can you restate the question, please?
How did you go from class to clients?
Class to clients. Well, step one would be to maintain your excitement. I'll talk about that for a moment. When you go through class, you get really excited about this whole hypnosis thing. You may come in with a belief in hypnosis, or you may come in just wanting to discover hypnosis. Anyone who is in a hypnosis class is drawn there because they are usually fascinated by the whole profession in some way, whether they are brought to it through seeing stage hypnotism, or whether they know someone who was helped by hypnosis, or whether they maybe experience it themselves, or maybe they have someone in the family, like Cal did. And it's that very excitement that has them get into it. And one of the things that is most important is while you're going through class, when you get out of class, is to maintain that excitement, that belief in hypnosis. Especially when you are met with different doubting Thomases that you might get out there that says, oh, hypnosis isn't real and this and that. And from time to time, there can be a lot of controversy even about the word hypnosis, depending on what part of the country you're in, depending on who you're talking to, depending on the context of the communication that you're in. And so maintaining excitement about what's possible with hypnosis and simply belief in hypnosis itself is number one, I think. Do you have anything you want to add to that, Cal?
Yeah, you know, I talked to some about that on the last couple podcasts I just did by myself, and that's the idea of gold in, gold out. And that is that you got to keep surrounding yourself with positive input if you're, and in this case, things that will keep you excited about hypnosis. Excellent. I'm glad you started off with that, Elron. Go ahead.
All right. Step two is talk about it to anyone who will listen. I mean, you got to talk about it. There's your immediate relationships that you can talk about it with. Some people, they may be the Doubting Thomas, but other people, they're going to be endlessly fascinated by it. And so if you have an audience anywhere, maybe it's at work, maybe it's at a restaurant, maybe it's at a coffee shop, and this doesn't mean that you go around pushing it on people. Hey, have you heard about hypnosis? It's really cool. Oh, I don't know about that. Oh, come on. Just sit down. Let me talk about hypnosis. It's not like that. But if there's any way that you can get an audience of people, even if it's just one person at a time, to talk about hypnosis, because when somebody asks you what you do, and Dr. Damon talks about this as well, and I also heard it from William Horton, he says, hold your head high when you say the word hypnotist. And that gives you a platform to talk about it with. Rex Howell also said, he goes, you know, you need to study until you hold your head high when you tell them how much you charge. Okay, and I think that that's absolutely true. When you're studying hypnosis, the more that you can talk about, the more deeply you can get involved, the better the conversation is going to go. And you're going to have many different conversations with people that will range from, you know, slightly exciting to extremely exciting, depending on how their mindset is about it and depending on why they want to know about hypnosis. And there's so many different opportunities. You know, when somebody's talking about maybe a problem that they're experiencing, it's not just a chance to sell your services, but a chance to simply excite their imagination about hypnosis in general. You say, well, you know, hypnosis can help you with that. And if you do have permission to talk to them about what you do, then you can make that step. That's something I'd just like to cover real quick and give some tips for how to talk about hypnosis, because sometimes you want to make sure that you do have the other person's permission when you do start to talk about it, because if you don't, it can maybe alienate that person. And one quotation that I picked up recently was that the way that you know you have permission is when you have it. And so just keep that in mind when you're talking about hypnosis. But if there's any way that you can get maybe like the local chamber of commerce, maybe a business, maybe you do some, you know, group hypnosis induction, or maybe you talk about how hypnosis can help people with weight loss or with their health or with people with anxiety. If there's any groups of people to get in front of, just simply tell everyone you know what you do and hold your head high while you do it. And this will segue into the third one, but I'll just mention it briefly, is those conversations are going to be the things that build your business more than anything else. And it's going to be the conversations that happen after you give the presentation or after you give whatever it is that exposes you to one or several people that actually is going to build your practice. You have anything you want to add to that, Cal?
So I was taking some notes as you're writing along so I can get the text together for right down below here. So you're talking about you should be kind of an evangelical hypnotist.
I wouldn't go that far, but always have it on the tip of your tongue for what you do. I mean, don't be ashamed to tell people that you're a hypnotist and tell everybody that you know. That doesn't mean go around preaching, you know, I'm a hypnotist, everybody should be a hypnotist. Oh, what, you do therapy? Don't you know you should do hypnosis and that's better? That simply means it's always a topic for conversation because it is what you do. Now, you still want to be a human being and have normal conversations with people. It doesn't always have to be hypnosis related. But that just means file it away in your mind and look for opportunities to speak. I'm a huge fan of public speaking, of presentations, of building your business through public speaking, which is something that that I'm still developing within myself and developing right now as we speak, strategies on how to speak strategically to build my business. And I would encourage any hypnotist who's starting out to really take a strong look at where they stand with public speaking and to use that not only as a marketing tool, but as a way to generate awareness into the public of what hypnosis is. Because the more you talk about hypnosis, the better it is for the profession, not just for you personally.
Did you say build thy practice?
My practice?
I thought you said build thy practice. See, I think you're an evangelical
You
hypnotist.
Must build thy practice with the speak of hypnosis, won't thou?
Come here and sleep!
Sleep!
Okay.
Be healed!
Calm down now.
All right.
You're letting your inner evangelical hypnotist come out.
I know. I saved that for the office.
Okay, you got 1 minute.
1 minute.
You can either expand on what you're talking about.
No, I'll just go to the point three because it generally covers what I just talked about.
Okay.
The third part is build relationships. So step one, be excited. Step two, talk about it. And number three is build relationships. And I just really wanted to drive that home with the level that you build your practice is dependent on the conversations that you have after the presentation. It's the conversations that you have on the phone. It's the conversations that you have with that person after you've done the work with them, establishing that rapport, establishing that bond, when people call you up initially. And I learned a lot of this from Maureen, is that building rapport with that person is one of the greatest things that you can do to get them to come see you. That's even more important than sharing the benefits about hypnosis. It's building that relationship. And the relationships that you maintain with other professionals, whether they be doctors or people that you're seeing, that you have services from, maintain relationships with those people, with your doctor, with your dentist, and with other hypnotherapists as well, so that you really keep that network as strong.
Time's up,
as you can.
Time's up.
All right, well, that's all I wanted to say about that.
This will be part one of going from class to clients and how not to be or how to be the evangelical hypnotist, whatever you want to do. And so go ahead and wrap up whatever you want to wrap up, but not anymore on the topic because we're going to get to points. You can finish up point three and then go on to four and five in the next podcast.
All right. See, the great thing about working with Cal is everything is laid out, really structured and logical. Cal's mind is so logical, it's like a steel trap. And that is the benefit that I get from being here. I've taken it into my practice. If y'all want to know how to do that, be a great hypnotherapist, and take your skills to the next level, give us a call, see us online, hypnosis.org, hypnosiscenter.com. Obviously, you hope you're watching calbannon.com. Right below is my email address, lronhypnosis@gmail.com. If you want to get in contact with me, ask me questions, establish a relationship with me, I'd be happy to do that. Thanks for watching. I'm L. Ron Ferguson, signing off.
Thank you, L. Ron. Hey, this is Cal Bannon. A couple things, very important things before we wrap up. You got to go to hypnosiscenter.com. We got all kinds of free content there, articles, things like that. Also, my entire course schedule is on there, hypnosis.org. You want to go there, get a free listing of your hypnosis practice. And also, if you're not already doing rapid inductions, I have a video on there, teach you how to do the Elman-Banyan induction. And also, you're going to get all kinds of other insider tips, tricks, and techniques to make your inductions work. And then also, hey, friend us or fan us or like us on facebook.com/hypnosis etc. All right. And then you'll always be in on the inside scoop. For example, I put up something very special there just this last week. It's cool. That's it. Cal Bannon signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Bannon and Cal Bannon's Bannon Publishing, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.